I've always wanted to write, and I have 100 half-written books around the house. Lots of stories, lots of things I've started. But last year, my husband mentioned to me that he had submitted a short story to a publisher and they'd accepted it. And that made me say to myself, right, he can't get one book published and not me. So I went to a different publisher and submitted a book and they accepted it. That is still in the process of being illustrated. So that's coming out later this year. But this book that I've got here, I decided to fast track. So I sourced my own pictures for it, submitted this, and here it is. My grandchildren are very proud to have a book that they can read. And when my 9-year-old granddaughter read it, she immediately said to me, "Nanny, this is all about homophones." So she's been taught well at school, and I've obviously hit that mark. My 6-year-old granddaughter read a page and then looked at me and said, "That doesn't make any sense." Turned it over, read the next page. "That doesn't make any sense either, Nanny." So, yeah, the pictures are great for the younger ones. And when the older ones can engage with homophones, that's brilliant. I carry it in my bag because my job during the day is looking after a little 2-year-old. And he loves the book too. And when we're out and about, it's great size for his little hands. He can sit and look at it in coffee shops or on the go in the pushchair. And he just will look at it over and over again because he likes the pictures.